الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. As human beings, we are always busy with عمل, doing something. عمل of دين or عمل of دنيا. The daily routine activities that we do, they are also عمل. Eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, talking, etc. Salat, Siyam, Ibadat, all are amal of deen. We do amal with our body, so our body parts are utilized for amal. We do amal with our tongue, with our hands, with our eyes, with our ears, with our legs. When we walk to the masjid, that is amal. Bashir al-mashayina bin nuri tammi ila al-masajidi fi al-zulami yawm al-qiyamah. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who walk to the masjid in darkness, when it is dark, give them good news of perfect light on the day of judgment. So walking to the masjid is also amal. Amal of badan, they occur a lot. We have amal of heart. Amal of the heart is not seen, but it is also amal. Intention, we are doing something and our intention is something, right? So whatever I want to achieve, whatever my intention is, that intention is also amal. But that amal is not seen. That amal cannot be examined by somebody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Niyat is amalul qalb. Ikhlas, amalul qalb. Tawadu', humbleness, amalul qalb. Isar, that we prefer others over ourselves. Right? Takabbur, arrogance, amalul qalb, negative, but it is amalul qalb. So we have amal of badan and also amal of qulub. One of the important udhu, important body part that is used for amal is our tongue. Our tongue is always busy. We are talking, we are discussing, we are saying something. If we count how many words we say every day, we'll be amazed. Right? At home, with your family, with your friends, in business, we are talking a lot. Amal. Because our tongue likes to move, it is difficult to remain quiet for a long period of time. At the same time, if we do not already plan for something good, our tongue is going to be busy with something wrong. If we already don't know what to talk about, when we have friends around, after a few minutes, ghibat will start. If we already don't know what to talk about, you will see people jump to making fun of somebody, making mockery of somebody, hurting somebody, backbiting somebody, because the tongue likes to be busy, likes to keep moving. That's why it's important that we know how to manage our tongue. Tongue management. Tongue management is needed. It is a skill that we learn how to manage our tongue. Why is that so serious? You know, it's Very simple thing. Why do we have to worry too much? Well, we have to worry because Allah Azza wa Jal said that everything that we say is recorded. I was just told now the bayan is going to be recorded. I heard the microphone making noise. I thought I am late, so I just came down. Everything we say is recorded. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Human being never speaks a word except that there is somebody watching. Yani there are angels, malaika, and they are very strict. They don't have, you know, emotional attachment with us. He's a best friend of mine, he's a nice person. Ignore this for this time. It's okay. They are very neutral. Malaika are very impartial. They are professionals. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. And they do exactly what they have been commanded. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do what they have been commanded. So Allah Azza wa Jal has reminded us in the Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Human being never speaks a word except there is somebody who is watching. Everything that we say, we are happy, we are upset, we are angry, right? Many times people say something and then they will say later on, no, I was angry. Well, if you are angry, that does not justify any wrong that we might do. If you are upset, if you are angry, that does not mean that you can say anything and it will not have any hurt. It will not cause any hurt. No. If you say something rude and rough, it's going to hurt somebody. If you are angry, it's going to hurt. If you are not angry, it's going to hurt. If you cause damage to somebody, even if you are angry, that damage is going to take place. That's why we are told to manage our anger. And that is the real challenge. Many people, they get angry and they drop that anger on their wives. Say anything, do anything, break anything, right? You have guests, you have family members. No, when you are angry, khalas, you can do anything. And then later on you say, no, I was angry. Meaning what? You are angry, you can do anything. You are angry, it doesn't have any impact. It does have an impact. It does count. It counts. If you do something wrong, it counts. You are angry and commit a crime. Can you say to the judge, can you say to the police, no, I committed this crime because I was angry? The police will say, no, it's okay. You know, you were angry, it's all right. No. Crime is a crime. You are angry, you are not angry, it's a crime. That's why even in Sharia, talaq counts in anger. Talaq counts in anger. If a person is angry and gives talaq, it doesn't count? It counts. Unfortunately, many people, they think they are heroes. Why? Because they get angry very quickly. You are not a hero if you get angry very quickly. Only those who are zeros, they get angry quickly. Heroes don't get angry quickly. Heroes know how to control themselves. They have a lot of patience, a lot of tahammul. And even when you get angry, heroes don't stay angry for a long time. They get angry and khalas, soon they get better. Zeros, they get angry quickly and they remain angry for a long time. That person, I'm not going to visit him. Why? Because 10 years ago he said this. 5 years ago he did this. Anger continues. anger counts. If you do something, if you say something when you are angry, it counts. That's why talaq in anger counts. If a person gives talaq straight away, 1, 2, 3, when he is angry, that talaq will take place. People do that and then they will shop around for fatwa. People do shopping for fatwa. You go to this alim, this mufti, he says, yes, talaq has taken place. No, I was angry. I don't count this alim, this mufti. I want an alim who will say, no, talaq has not taken place. So people go and look for another alim, another alim, another alim. And then they will change their statement. Actually, I was this, I was that, this happened, that happened. I said this, I did not say this. Until they find an answer which suits them. And then they will say, yeah, somebody already told me that talaq has not taken place. We are dealing with Allah Azza wa Jal. We are dealing with Allah Azza wa Jal. Our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, we cannot play with Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot deceive God. Allah already knows what we have said, how we have said, what we have done and how we have done. So when you are angry and if you say talaq, it takes place. Even if you have the whole world saying no talaq, the relationship will be haram. They are no longer husband and wife, according to the rules. That's why we have a lot of emphasis for utilizing our tongue for dhikr. If we can manage our tongue and keep it busy in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we will avoid all this ghibat, backbiting, hurting, anger and all these things. Because we will not have time for this other business. And the door of dhikr is very wide and very open. The path of dhikr is very flexible, very convenient. You do dhikr when you are standing. You do dhikr when you are sitting. You do dhikr when you are lying down. You can do dhikr when you are lying on the bed. You can do dhikr in the morning. You can do dhikr in the evening. فَسُبْحَانَ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. Praise Allah when you have the morning and when you have the evening. اذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم. Remember Allah when you are standing, when you are sitting, and when you are on your side, yani when you are lying down. No restriction. You have wudu, you have no wudu. You can do dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal without wudu. Obviously, if we have wudu all the time, that is good. That is there. That benefit is there, that virtue is there, no doubt. But for some reason you don't have wudu, you can still do the dhikr. You can still do subhanallah, you can still do alhamdulillah, you can still do astaghfirullah. Because you keep yourself busy, otherwise the nafs is going to make you busy in something else. You keep your tongue busy, otherwise shaitan will make you busy in something else. We have the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in the tilawah of the Quran. That is the best form of dhikr. Highest form of dhikr. Because kalamullah is from Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot remember Allah in a better way than the tilawah of the Quran. That is the very high level of dhikr. But we are human beings, we like change. Right? You have tilawah of the Quran, that is fine. Okay, what you do when you are waiting for somebody? What you do when you are going somewhere, when you are coming from somewhere, when you don't know what to do? Well, make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, forgive me, ya Allah, forgive me. Send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize all this beauty is from Allah Azza wa Jal. All the perfectness belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah. Realize that the shortcoming belongs to human being. The weakness belongs to us. Imperfection belongs to us. We say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you are perfect. Alhamdulillah, all the good belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are sad, you are upset, you are stuck in a situation, you don't know what to do, where to go. You don't have anybody who can listen to you, whom you can talk to. You don't know how to sort out your matters. So complex, so difficult situation. You don't know where to start from. You don't know how to solve the situation. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no help. There is no support to achieve anything good. And there is no power. There is no qudrat to avoid anything wrong. Except from Allah Azza wa Jal. Except with Allah Azza wa Jal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, if we truly understand, is very powerful. Very powerful. It's very much like a secret from the secrets of Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in some hadith that it is kanz, kanz, kanz yani treasure. It is treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Kanzun min kunuzil Jannah. It is treasure from the treasures of Jannah. What is treasure? You have 10 gram of gold, that is treasure. You have one box of gold, that is treasure. No. One box of gold is not treasure. You have one shop of gold, that is not treasure. If you have a shop where you sell jewelry, you have gold in the shop, that is not treasure. Treasure is so much that you cannot count. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal has opened His doors of mercy for us. Allah Azza wa Jal has made it so easy to connect with His Almighty. Now it is up to us how we utilize our time, how we utilize our tongue. Either we can get connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, or we can let it go and let it waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah azza wa jal protect us. May Allah azza wa jal give us tawfiq to do His zikr day and night. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.